100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Pete here with you this morning. It's time to talk some rugby with the man who knows all. I could hear him jumping around, yelling and screaming on Saturday afternoon. Jonathan Wicks, how are you, champion?
Yeah, good morning, Pete. Good morning, everybody on 9A1 2NM and 2NM.com.au. Very happy about the result there for the Cadbury Wallabies, but we pony up again this weekend for more fun up in Townsville, and we'll talk more about that later on in the piece, but certainly well done to the Wallabies.
Yeah, they were on fire. But as you say, we'll catch up with that shortly. Mate, there's a new development officer in town.
Yeah, fantastic to see for that area that takes in from Scone all the way south. There's going to be a new development officer called Brent Tail. And, of course, Brent was a guy who played in Newcastle, played for New South Country, played for the combined countryside against the British and Irish Lions 7 or 8 years ago. His job is to really keep things turning over with the Steve Merrick Cup, which is a fantastic 15-a-side competition in our high schools. Really help the ladies out as well when it comes to their footy. And looking forward to seeing what Brent gets up to when he gets stuck into it. We'll have all the details over the next couple of weeks. You can get a hold of him by phone and also email, so we'll just let him get stuck into it. But if you really want to get in touch with him, go through hunterrugby.com.au. The details should be there. And everybody at the office there will be able to look after you, and hopefully you can really get stuck into getting the women's side up and running for Musselbrook and also Singleton, and also continue to help the growth of the juniors, and also try and get Musselbrook get some juniors for 2022. I know people have been really working hard to make that happen, so that's something that's pretty exciting moving forward. Excellent. Especially off the back of our great performance by Nick White on the weekend.
Had a blinder, didn't he? Now, that's a good announcement there for the development officer. I mean, someone who is only recently, pretty recently out of the game, and I think it's very important that we have people in those jobs who know exactly what it's like to play in country rugby.
Yeah, and also local too, which is really important, because some sports just dump somebody in from Sydney and they don't have the passion and the desire and the feel as to what it is. And, you know, there's been all that sort of whinging from people, you know, outside of Newcastle, rightly, Newcastle people can't make the effort to go to Singleton or go to Musselbrook or go to Bogolban or go to, you know, Madawi and Cessnock. So, you know, you need somebody with that passion to be able to do it and have a real feel for what's happening in the Hunter as well.
Exactly right. Now, mate, the Waratahs, what are we looking at this season?
Yeah, certainly they're going to have their pre-season starting a couple of weeks, as you said last week. Find out more through their website there, waratahs.com.au. But, of course, they're looking to head out to the country in between their trial matches in Barrel just before Australia Day, and also on the 12th of February against the Reds up in Roma. I've been told that they'll hopefully do a bit of a skim around the traps here, but also their main goal is to get to Dubbo and maybe head up through the Central North area before they head to Roma. So that's going to be something that Darren Coleman will look at. But the big thing for those guys is just to nail down 2 or 3 months training and then worry about that sort of stuff on the peripheral. But Daz Coleman, the coach of the Waratahs, has always been pretty country-centric sort of guy, as we said in the past, coach of the Country Eagles. He's from the mid-north coast. We look forward to the Waratahs really re-engaging with the country. Also being part of their mentor program there, of course, through Batyr. It's a fantastic thing there. Just go through the website, batyr.com.au, with the big purple elephant. And, of course, we've got to look after each other at this time. So head to Lifeline 13114 or lifeline.org.au, and also Respect 1800RESPECT. If you're having some issues there, just look after each other, care for each other. Get yourself vaccinated. I noticed with Tim Murray there, the chemist there in Cessnock, he's been calling out for people to get to the chemist and also the doctors and then get vaccinated. The more we get vaccinated, the more we get tested, the more we can have our freedoms in a couple of weeks' time.
Exactly right. Now, mate, the Wallabies, we said we would talk about them. Let's wrap it up. A great showing against the world champs, back-to-back victories. They haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, as we said during the preview of it, they were able to stop the rolling maul of the Springboks, and I don't think the Springboks were quite ready for that. They were able to stop them in their tracks, and they had to play some attacking footy, and wasted a few opportunities. Got their act together through Faf de Klerk in the early part of the second half, but from then the Wallabies really controlled the game. As I said also, Lachie Swinton, you know, was sailing close to the wind as far as tackles, so he's got to be careful with that. But by the same token, it was a better decision. It was a clash of heads, and a yellow card was enough. But still, it's one of those grey areas with concussion people need to thrash out.
Yeah, look, that one there, I watched that, and they showed Manny an angle.
Yeah.
And I think he was unlucky to get a yellow.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things at the moment where there's so much paranoia about concussion and the future of it, and 150 players in England suing the RFU about that. So that's going to inevitably going to happen with all the contact sports with that. So we look forward to the Wallabies taking on a Los Pumas side that's got a bit of a hiding from the All Blacks over the last couple of weeks. Of course, the Summit Clash will be in Townsville at around about 5 o'clock on Stan. And that'll be, of course, the All Blacks taking on the Springboks. Springboks should be able to bounce back now. They've had a couple of games under their belt. And 8 o'clock, oh, sorry, 7.30 on Saturday night there on 9 Gem, but it could be moved to NBN or 9, is going to be the Cadbury Wallabies taking on the Argentines. Hopefully the opportunity will be there for the Springboks to beat the All Blacks. The Wallabies have got a bit of a chance in the eToro Rugby Championship. And going to be fascinating to see what sort of change we see. Be great to see Michael Hooper get a rest, because he's certainly done enough.
Oh, he was limping around and all after the other night. You would think he'd need a week or two to recover.
Well, I was a little bit worried after 5 minutes when he was limping around. I thought, oh, this doesn't look good. But he's just, he's an absolute Iron Man. You know, he's an incredible player. And he broke the record of George Gregan as the most caps for the Cadbury Wallabies. And it's great to see that he's getting that recognition. Typically of him, he wasn't the one who picked up the trophy. It was some bloke who picked it up in the middle of the pack and he was on the edge taking the photo, you know what I mean? So such is the class of the bloke. And he's going to be great for the Wallabies next year when we get into Super Rugby. So looking forward to it on Saturday night, watching the Wallabies go about their work. Hopefully they can finish off the Rugby Championship with 2 wins. And that'll be something we'd like to see in Townsville and also Gold Coast, respectively. So 7.30, Channel 82, 9 Gem. And hopefully we can see the Wallabies really tie on a big performance once again.
Fingers crossed, let's hope so. Jonathan Wicks, a pleasure as always. Thank you for bringing us up to speed. And we'll chat again Saturday on the Sideline View.
Thank you very much, Pete.
There's Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks himself on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.